Man, those kids did so well tonight. Not only did they do well, but I felt the anointing of the Lord as they sung tonight. They always encourage me. Always encourage me. Whew. For some reason, I'm really nervous tonight. I don't know why. But it gives me dry mouth really bad, too. Anybody ever got dry mouth from being nervous? I really deal with it anyway, but makes it worse when you're nervous or just get through singing. I help those kids just as much as they're singing. I like to sing with them, help them out. We're gonna go to Ephesians 6. Y'all have me tonight. Jared did so good last time. He needed to do it again, I feel like. But he did good last time. Let's go to Ephesians 6, and it talks about the armor of God, but I'm not going to talk about technically the armor of God in general, but parts of it, just a part of it. And I'm going to use some illustrations. Pardon the glasses. I have to have them to read a lot of times, but I'm going to use some illustrations tonight because when I was their age, I liked visuals, and I could remember things a lot better when I had visuals of things. And did Naomi give you my verses? Okay, awesome. So we're going to go to Ephesians 6, and we're going to start with verse 12, and then we're going to drop down to verse 16. Most everybody is very, thank you so much. Most everybody is familiar with this verse, but this one caught my eye a lot this week. And I didn't know that Brother Brent there, he'd mentioned something about faith tonight, but I'm going to talk on the shield of faith. But let's go to verse 12 first. I don't know if I gave you that, but just go to 12 and then we'll drop it down. Excuse me. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then it talks about the different parts of the armor of God, and it tells us to put on the armor of God, the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And as a Christian, we must put on that whole armor daily. We've got to put it on. Remind ourselves, we've got to put it on. But let's drop down to verse 16. Above all, so above all those other things that it says to put on, it says above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So it says, above all, take on that shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And as Christians, we are almost constantly in spiritual warfare. If you haven't been through spiritual warfare, just get ready because you will. As a Christian, we go through it. And the devil will try to throw darts at us. But what does it say in his word? That no weapon formed against us, against me, shall, well, it will, won't do what? So even though he might throw the darts, they will not penetrate us. I was reminded yesterday again of the three Hebrew children who would not bow to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, but because they would not bow to their gods, but only to their true God, they were thrown into a fiery furnace that was heated up seven times hotter than it normally would be have been heated up. And they were thrown into the fire, and the people thought that it would consume them and burn them up. But they seen a fourth man in the fire, amen? And in our life, in our daily walk, how many of you can say there's been a fourth man in the fire with you? Through every circumstance, every trial, every test that we go through, there is a man named Jesus who's been in the fire with us. And so They came out, not even the hair on their head singed, or any part of their garments probably didn't even smell like smoke. There was no evidence of them being thrown into this fiery furnace. Do you know why? Because they had Jesus on their side. And if you have Jesus in your heart tonight, then you have Jesus with you, amen? And he protects us, he shields us. Lots of scripture coming to my mind right now. But there is a scripture that we have used. We actually used it at camp last year, if you will remember, and it said, or not last year, it was before that, said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your, what? Your own understanding. A lot of things just doesn't make sense to us sometimes, the things the Lord does. But if we will put our full trust in him, then guess what will he'll do? What does it say in the rest of that verse? Not lean into our own understanding, but what? Acknowledge him, and he'll do what? And he'll direct our paths. But we have to have the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I was thinking about David also when he went against the giant. He came, he was a young, come here, Weston, come here. We're not going to talk about Nicodemus, you know, tonight, but we're going to talk about David. And in his, I'm going to take this out. In his stature, probably maybe even was similar to Weston here. They probably didn't think much of his strength. Probably didn't think that he could do anything, especially go against the giant. They couldn't fight against the giant. They were all, honestly, there was nothing else that they could do. But one thing about Weston here, he's got Jesus on his side, right? He fights our battles, don't he? But we can't fight them on our own. And the difference between David and those men was Jesus was with him. And guess what? Saul tried to put on his armor on him, right? Come here, Isaac. Could you imagine Brother Isaac here trying to put on his size armor onto Weston here? Just think a big shield and a sword, a man-sized sword and a helmet. Just imagine, it wouldn't fit, would it? Dad's stuff won't fit. His clothes won't fit you, right? It would look kind of funny. But listen, the thing about David, he knew that this wasn't a right fit, right? He knew this wasn't going to work. But one thing he did, he came prepared, didn't he? What did he bring? Weston, what did he get? What did he bring for the battle? He didn't have the armor. He didn't have the sword. He didn't have the shield. But what did he have? A slingshot. And how many stones did he get? 5. And they wasn't rugged looking stones, was they? What was they?
Smooth.
They were smooth stones. Okay, y'all can go sit down now. I just want you to get a visual. But the thing about it was, is he knew that Jesus would be able to help him fight against this man called Goliath. He looked scary. He looked ugly. And I'm not even talking. I don't even know why I got off on David, because that's not even what it's about. But the thing of it is he trusted in God, and he did not lean on his own what? He didn't lean on his own understanding. I was thinking about an example I seen one time. I'm sorry, but my mouth just gets so dry. I sound like my dad every time he speaks. But there was an illustration. I'll get to mine in a minute. There was an illustration of this mason jar. And you know, mason jars a lot of times has a lid that goes to it, and then the other part of the lid that makes it, when it seals, it has a popping sound. But they took that part of it off the lid, and the lid was screwed on with some water in the inside, but they didn't put the other part of it in. So it still had, the lid, but it still had the hole. But what they did before they screwed it on, they put this piece of mesh they had cut out. Anybody know what mesh is? It still has some little tiny holes in it. So it isn't completely solid. It's got some holes in it. It's very thin. It's just mesh. You'll have to look it up if you don't know. Anyway, so they screwed that on, the mesh on with the water in it. And what they do, they tipped it upside down, but put their hand over the bottom of it And then they just waited a minute, then took it off, and they had it upside down, and the water did not come out. It just would not flow out. And they're like, what? These kids are like, that just doesn't make any sense. How can this happen? How could this water not come out? Because mesh has holes in it. And the reason why I'm trying to explain this to you is because we don't lean on our own understanding. A lot of things don't make sense because when God does it, he does it his way, his own timing. And so David, he had Jesus with him. He had his slingshot. And I'm sure, you know, they were all probably laughing and saying, what are you going to do with that slingshot? Look at this big old giant. What are you going to do? He's got a sword. He's got armor on. He's got this big shield. What are you going to do? But the thing of it is he didn't lean on his own understanding. He trusted in a God. He had faith in a God. He had the shield of faith. And we need to take on the shield of faith. A lot of times I've heard people say, well, you've got to have big faith. But no, we don't have to have big faith, but we can have faith in a big God with our small faith. Did you know that? With our little bit of faith, we can believe in a big God and not lean on our understanding, because it's going to work out and God's going to help us fight battles. And when the enemy comes and he starts throwing those darts at us, and I got to whisper something to somebody real quick. Because I forgot to grab something. I'm sorry. And so you got all these fiery darts coming at you. And can anybody name a fiery dart, something that the devil would use against you? Huh?
Temptation.
Okay, boys, I want to hear something that the devil would try to throw at you as a Christian. She said temptation. Can y'all agree, temptation? Temptation. Are you tempted with things? Even Christians are tempted. Because I got to thinking about... As young people, the devil fights against their identity and who they are in Christ. Man, I'm so glad I don't think any of these kids go to public school, and it's a blessing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that if any teachers in here taught at public school, maybe still teach, but I'm just thankful for all these young people who are either being homeschooled or in a Christian school that are getting the right education. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Kind of crazy. There's some craziness. Shelby, can you agree there's some craziness in public school today? Yes. It's crazy. I subbed for a little while there, and I could not believe some of the stuff that I didn't even deal with whenever I was in school. I'm so thankful that you kids are being shielded. You might think your parents are too strict maybe or keeping you from things, but it's just for your protection, okay? I'm not saying that you can't be still, stay a Christian and be shielded while you go to public school, so don't come to me after church being offended by what I said. I'm just saying I'm thankful for mamas and daddies that care more about them knowing Jesus and their relationship with Jesus than they do the popularity or their... And I'm not saying they don't need an education, but Jesus comes before that as well. He needs to come first. He needs to come first. But anyway, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And so this is my shield tonight. And my faith, the little thing might come off. I don't know. We'll see. Just bear with me. I am not artistic by no means, and I didn't make a shield. So I thought, man, I got a huge umbrella. So I'll just take that on. Thank you. And so, of faith. Here's my shield of faith. It's kind of dirty and it's crazy. My sign fell, but that's okay. You're getting a visual of my shield of faith. And so anyway, the devil comes against these youth with their identity, and he'll say, you're not good enough. You don't amount to nothing. There's no value in you. And that is that the truth or is that a lie? That's a lie. So that's a fiery dart. Go ahead, hit me with the dart, please. And so that's a dart. That's a fiery dart from the enemy. And so there is also trials. Sometimes we go through things, we'll say this, we'll go through something small, and we'll say, God, why? Why am I having to go through this? Hit me with another one. Well, God, why am I going through this? And then he'll say things like, well, first, if we go through something big, we'll start blaming God. We'll say, why? Actually, he'll put doubt in your heart. The devil will. He'll say, God didn't say that in scripture. So I'm going to say scripture. He'll start lying to you and start causing you to have doubt. Hit me with another one, guys. He'll start causing doubt. There's another fiery dart from the enemy. And he'll use all these things. So can somebody name some things that he uses against you? Just start hollering them out to me. Come on. I need you. Huh? Your past. Hit me with another one. If you don't got another one, just pretend you did. Okay. So what else will he use? Huh? Crazy thoughts. My little girl right here, I'm glad she said something. I didn't want to say anything. The devil's been fighting her with fear and some crazy thoughts. Did you know Christians can even have crazy thoughts sometimes and deal with fear? Sister Tanya, you've dealt with fear. As Christians, we deal with things. The devil will throw so many different fiery darts at us. But no weapon formed against us shall not what? That will not prosper. So he can keep throwing those things. But if you have that shield of faith in God, your trust in God and not leaning on your own understanding, then guess what? Those darts can come, but they're not going to penetrate. It's okay. It's okay. And so we're going to stay under the shield, all right? What is this umbrella in general? What does this umbrella protect me from? The rain. If I didn't have, and the sun, yes, it can protect from the sun. The elements outside, amen? So, okay, I'm going to ask you this. Sunscreen. What's sunscreen for? Do what? Protect you from the sun. Well, some may. Some of them have a lot of chemicals in it. I don't know. But anyway, okay, what about, oh, Bella, come up here. Start getting this stuff out of this and put it on for me. There's some things that protect us. The shield of faith protects us from the fiery darts. But we got to put on the whole armor, right? But I like what it says. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Man, I got an idea. Come here, Harper, come here. Hey, that was my big faith. Remember I said a while ago, it doesn't matter the size of your faith, but you'll hear people say, well, you just got to have big faith. Okay, here's your size faith. Hold it and look. Let's turn it around where they can read it. There we go. Faith. Now I want you to throw a dart at her. Just not in her face, please. I said not her face. Are you okay? Yeah. Well, anyway. But it's just a visual to show you. We're depending on God. It's not the size of your faith. It's the how big your God is. Can everybody say in here, God is big? The young lady that sung tonight, I never can remember her name. I apologize. JC, right? JC? Okay, her song, I Know God is Big Enough. Does everybody believe your God is big enough? You can go sit down now. Okay, when you get that on, let me know, all right? So we're taking on the shield of faith. I'm going to do a notebook. Maybe it's over here. Let's go to my next verse, if you don't mind. I don't know what I did with my notes. I'm lost them somewhere. Maybe I don't need them. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Our faith. The next verse I've got, I think it's 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because what? Say it with me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So just like David, he had Jesus by his side. We have Jesus in our hearts, and greater is he that is living on the inside of you than he that is in the world. He greater than this guy right here that's throwing all these fiery darts of the wicked. And we're not fighting our cousins. We're not fighting our friends. We're not fighting against anybody in the flesh, but we are fighting in the spirit realm, the spiritual. And we can't fight spiritual things with fleshly bodies. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes the shield of faith. And so if I go out without my... So she has this because she has rollerblades, and Mama is... I just won't let her do anything without any kind of protection because she's like her mom and she's accident prone. And so I said, girl, we don't need any more broken bones. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wear this gear. And she didn't like it. But if she goes out and she rides her scooter or her rollerblades and she went out without it, then that'd probably be the time that she fell and hit her knees or hit her head, right? So she's got her shield on. I can call this the helmet of salvation. That's the helmet of salvation. And you got to protect this noggin up here, amen? Some of us got different size noggins, don't we? But I just want you to get visuals. I got to thinking about, you can go sit down, but I want you to keep it on for me because I might have you come back up. So I got to thinking of another thing. Mom, get my shield of faith. Picture an orange. I've actually pictured two oranges. I've got one in some water that's got the peeling still on it, and one in the water that I've took the peeling off. Which one do you think is going to sink? I can't hear y'all. One without peeling? Okay. And why is that? What did it lose? It's what? It's protection. It lost its shield. And we will not be protected without this shield of faith. And we cannot lean on our own what? But we got to trust in who? Because he's big enough, amen? And we can be like David. We can face giants. That things that look so big, Harper, things in your life that happen that look so big. And if you don't lean on your understanding about it and don't think, and then let the devil put doubt in your heart about things, but trust in God because he not only will strengthen you, but he won't fail. And we don't need to doubt God. Remember the song we just sung? He won't fail. He won't fail. And we can put our trust in Jesus. Amen. Okay, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. And that's the first time I've ever not been long-winded. Amen. We can all say, can you close that? I cannot close it. It's giving me fits. So when you're facing the fiery darts of the wicked one, the adversary, if you take on the shield of faith, above all, take on the shield of faith. We can trust in this great big God. Sis, don't go out without your shield and your protection. Colton, don't go out without the shield of faith. We can't go against this world, the wicked world that we are living in. We can't go out without being under the protection of the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Everybody bow your heads. Before we go any further, I want to make sure everybody's heart is good tonight. Lord, you know everybody that's here. God, you know their heart condition tonight, Father. You know where they're at spiritually, Lord Jesus. Maybe they've been trying to do things on their own understanding, in their own way, trying to go their own way. And not trusting in you and not following in you. But maybe they're also believing the lies of the enemy that they aren't good enough. That they have no value. Maybe they're also having unbelief about scriptures when we know the word of God is true. And that you are true. Father, maybe they're facing trials, something in their life that they're asking, God, why? Why do I have to go through this? Why am I seeing this, God? But most of all, God, help them to search their hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And if there be anybody here that has not fully surrendered to God, I want you to be thinking about that before we come to the altar. And I want you to give your heart fully to him and decide tonight that you're going to follow Jesus all the way. And above all, you're going to put that shield of faith on. Now, everybody, come on and let's go to the altar and pray together.